spoke yesterday that even though we have a principle in Achaz Bracha, it's called Sotek Bracha Lahakel, when one is in doubt whether one is supposed to recite a bracha, one does not recite the bracha. Nevertheless, if the bracha involved is a bracha that's required in the Torah, one would be required to recite that bracha, Sotek Darais L'Chumra. The problem is it's not so clear what kind of brachas do we have that are even in a Torah. So yesterday we mentioned the possibility, at least under certain circumstances, of brachas amazon. There is another bracha that may also qualify as a bracha in a Torah, and that is brachas a Torah. The Torah tells us in Masechet Brachos that before one begins to learn in the morning, one is required to make a bracha. The Gemara actually derives this from a pasuk, Kishem Hashemekla v'goyel v'keim v'chomesh Rabbeinu, starts to say the Divrei Torah of Shiras Azino, so Havu Gedol Elokeinu, so he calls out the Christ through Mishabech to praise Hashem. Say Chazal, from here we derive the principle that before you say Divrei Torah, you have to recite a bracha. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim whether this is a real din min haTorah or not. So according to those Rishonim who treat brachas haTorah as being a real deraisa, when talking to Gemara literally, there's a drash Gemara min haTorah, and presumably that halacha would be if a person doesn't know whether you recited brachas haTorah, you would have to recite it over again, or something derais l'chumra. However, there are other Rishonim who say that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's a real din min haTorah, it's what we call an asmachta. It's a din min derabanan, just kind of linked on a little bit to a pasuk, but it's not really what the pasuk is referring to. And the other brachas haTorah would not be any different than any other bracha, and would only be min derabanan, and we would apply the rule of safi brachas haKol. So this is a big question in the later pasukim. How should we pasuk? Halacha l'maaseh, a person has a safi, they're not sure whether they recited brachas haTorah or not. Should they recite it again? So if you hold brachas haTorah is deraisa, the answer is yes. If you hold brachas haTorah is derabanan, the answer is no. So how should we follow the halacha? So sometimes the shaila can be avoided if a person hasn't yet daven shacharis. So then they can be yotzei brachas haTorah with Abba Rabba. The Gemara tells us that if a person says the bracha of Abba Rabba, presumably has in mind to fulfill brachas haTorah, and then he learns right after Shemoneh Esrei is over, he learns says a pasuk or something, so then he would technically fulfill the mitzvah of brachas haTorah with Abba Rabba. That would probably be the best option for the person who's in the safek. What if that option isn't available for whatever reason? He davened already. So what would that halacha be? What would he do in the situation of a safek brachas haTorah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the following suggestion that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos that we recite multiple brachas of brachas haTorah. We recite the bracha shekidishonu mitzvayisim tzimonu, and then there's a question whether the har of Noah is actually part of that bracha, or perhaps it's a new bracha. Then we recite another bracha shebachar banu. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos that we go out of a way, we recite many, many different forms of brachas haTorah, and that's okay. But says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person is not sure whether he recited brachas haTorah, so technically speaking, min haTorah, he doesn't have to recite all of the brachas. So why does he have to risk multiple brachas of haTorah? Let him just pick one of the brachas, and then on the level of deraisa, he would for sure be clear. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends, that if a person isn't sure whether he recited brachas haTorah, he should say one of the brachas. Which bracha should he say? He should say shebachar banu. The Gemara said, that's the greatest, that's the nice, that's the highest level of all the brachas. But the bottom line is, this really goes back to our question from yesterday. In order to determine whether one recites a bracha misafek, is really a fundamental question whether the given brachas are deraisa or derabanan. So any bracha that's a deraisa, either brachas amazon, at least under certain circumstances, going to some brachas haTorah, any bracha that's required in haTorah, something bracha would be actually the chumra, you would have to recite it. Any bracha that's only derabanan, which includes pretty much 99% of all the other brachas, so then we would fall back on the rule of yesterday, that something bracha is a chumra.